There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, here working over the stories and the people, the important stories, the important people. That is the top 10 talk topics of the week. We have a good time with this every week. Well, I don't know if we have a good time. I think you and I have a good time. It's not aimed at making you smile. It's aimed at giving you information. And sometimes the way we present the information, especially Michael's take, is quite entertaining. Which brings me around to defining the word entertaining. Before we go through the stories, or you want to do the stories first, and then we'll talk about what is how can it be that issue-oriented news talk radio can be entertaining?
I'd love to talk about that. That's one of my favorite subjects.
Is it? All right.
Yeah, let's talk about that right after we go through the list of all of these entertaining topics.
Yes, let's do well. Look at the list. Also, there is only one, one story that has a clear political connection to it. Otherwise, it's all over the place, which I kind of like.
Well, I know you're on that kick that we don't do politics anymore, but actually, we do.
Oh, no. Well, I'm saying, but I think we're not. I'm not saying we don't do it. I just think that the interest level has changed by the survey. Last week, I think we had four or five or six things that were not political. This week, pretty much everything except the presidential politics one is not political. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I also think that when you get to the number one, the number two, and number three stories, that they are exponentially larger than stories at the bottom. For example, at number 10, we have the NBA and NHL action. Well, you know, that generally is hardly in the same league as the number one, number two, number three story, which we'll get to.
Right.
So they're not equal.
No.
And I would say, for the most part, that there is a movement in the news talk world not to be obsessed with partisan left versus right. Obama is a bad president, liberals are bad, conservatives are bad type of conversation, and more in a human interest and more in a general sense of how big government affects people, how taxes affects people, elections, blah, blah, blah. But I still think that news talk radio is predominantly public policy and politics. You know, it's interesting. You said before we do this, we're going to try to find the definition of the word entertainment. Equally interesting is finding the definition of the word politics. What does politics mean? And there's so many ways of approaching politics that are other than the same didactic, bang your head against the wall, try to beat up the other guy type of discussion. And you know where a lot of the really exciting political conversation is taking place, Doug? On the local level, where there are specifics that people can feel directly in their life and feel they have a voice in. So let's get into all of this. First, we have at number 10, NBA and NHL action. At number 9, certainly in the entertainment world, the Grammy Awards, which took place last weekend, and the release of this much-touted, talked-about movie based on the book, 50 Shades of Grey. At number 8, we have the Bruce Jenner gender change. At number 7, snowy northeast weather, and the proposal for net neutrality. At number 6, the North Carolina Muslim student's murder. At number 5, unrest in the Ukraine. At number 4, Jon Stewart to leave The Daily Show. At number 3, ISIS violence, and that's tied with the Kayla Mueller death. Number 2, and this is a gigantic topic that dominates conversation in some places, the 2016 presidential prospects all jockeying for position. And at number 1, mega case, big, huge, Brian Williams and his unfortunate circumstances. On the people survey, at number 10, we have Bruce Jenner. At number 9, Mitch McConnell. At number 8, John Boehner. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. Jon Stewart is at number 6. Kayla Mueller is at 5. At number 4, we have a tie between Scott Walker and Jeb Bush. At number 3, we have a tie between Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren. At number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, Brian Williams. And maybe that's the last time he'll be in such a high spotlighted position.
What do you think ought to happen? What do you, your sense is listening around is what you do, listening and sort of observing. There were a lot of people who suggested Jon Stewart leaving, he ought to go to NBC and do, NBC should hire him to do whatever he wants, but put him in the nightly news because he has credibility with the younger audience and it would do great things for the younger demos, and put Brian Williams, probably not over there, but in to some capacity where he seems to be good at having fun, if that's not too general. He seems to be able to do...
Brian Williams should become the host of the Daily Show.
Well,
and Jon Stewart should become the anchor for the NBC Nightly News, which is a full circle of where our culture is going. And then we can all, you know, buy a ticket to Mars.
Well,
start a new life as space pioneers and get the heck out of here.
Well, Williams wouldn't resonate with the audience that now supports Stewart. Having said that, there is something that he ought to be able to do that maybe is more conversational. Good Lord, he might even end up as a...
On your Daily Show, why don't you have him be a regular featured person on you know, your
right.
day program?
And what shall I have him do?
The news.
Really? Well, I want to go along with a lot of the other stuff I do that there's a little stretch involved here and there. All right, let's pause for a moment. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the stories behind the stories. The top 10 with the action is for the week of February 9th to the 13th. Friday the 13th this month. Friday the 13th next month. Hoo-ha! There's another Friday the 13th later in the year as well. Do people find that interesting and entertaining? We'll find out. We're going to talk about entertaining, more entertaining talk radio with Michael Harrison in a moment here.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, You get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Connecting again with the large, vast throngs of people who love News Talk Radio. This is a program for those who follow with interest what's going on conversationally around our country on some of the really great radio stations. They have such great traditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they've been entertaining over the years. Michael Harrison, with a thought on that word, entertaining. I think oftentimes we think entertaining means something that's funny. Not so.
Well, I certainly don't. I think entertainment means something that is of great interest, and it's so interesting that it borderlines on recreational. That it it takes you away. It's relieving. It's something that you would do on your own time because it is so interesting to you. And that being said, I don't think that there's any one definition of entertainment, but rather different types of people find different things entertaining. Some people find discussion about politics extremely entertaining. Some people find sports entertaining. I personally find science entertaining. In other words, when I have my own time and I'm not studying or doing prep or researching or working, I find it very entertaining watching documentaries and reading books about science. I enjoy that. I'm not a scientist. I don't do it professionally, but I find it entertaining. Politics is a spectator sport in this country. I think much of the people listening to News Talk Radio that like politics do it the same way that people who listen to sports talk radio listen to sports talk. So the idea that be entertaining, which means yuck it up a little bit and tell jokes and be funny, as you point out, that's a very limited way of looking at what the concept of entertainment is.
All right, so the radio stations that highlight with the slug line more stimulating talk radio, is that in and of itself entertaining as well? Would that be the inference?
Maybe. Stimulating is a word that can also be negative. You can be stimulated in many ways. You could be stimulated to action because you're outraged. You could be stimulated to all kinds of unpleasant feelings by drugs or by sickness. I don't think stimulating and entertainment are the same. They can overlap, but I as somebody who's, I'm kind of interested in semantics because it's so much a part of what we do, positioning, branding, and all of that, categorization. Running a trade publication, we're obsessed with categories and where do things fit for the sake of communication. I don't think stimulating talk radio has the same definition or meaning as entertaining talk radio.
Hmm. But they might be one in the same. Well, again, it depends on your definition of entertaining, probably. But you've done a good job.
It depends on what entertains you.
Yeah, but, see, I don't get people in politics.
You've been stimulated by things that are not necessarily pleasant, recreational, or fun.
Yeah, that's true. I am. Yeah, I find being on my tractor on the farm, if I don't have anything else in my head, very entertaining. Watching the machinery work, following the animals, I find that stuff to be, other than in times like this when the weather kills every bit of interest that anybody has in being outside, including those poor animals. Good Lord.
But when your animals were injured by that terrible, unfortunate snow...
The collapse of the roof last year, yeah.
You were not entertained, but you were stimulated.
No. I was. That's a great way of putting it. That's very, very good. That was a year ago this week, by the way.
Rush could be a negative.
Yeah, right. That was a year ago this week, by the way, when that happened. My heavens, the time is amazing as it flies by. All right, we'll pause. Speaking of time, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that bring what we do into a focus. The essence of the, on the people list this week, number three is Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, number four, Scott Walker and Jeb Bush. Very interesting. Elizabeth Warren and Scott Walker have literally come out of nowhere to become fixtures in their states, and because of what they have done, or what they have reportedly done, they have now, I think, almost gained a stature of being bigger than life. I can't, for the life of me, being a resident of Massachusetts, understand what the fascination is with Elizabeth Warren. She came from nowhere in Massachusetts politics. She beat Scott Brown by the hair on her chinny chin chin to become a senator in Massachusetts, or replace a Ted Kennedy more permanently, if you will. And Scott Walker, sort of the same, coming from nowhere. Now people are really talking about this guy as having momentum as a presidential candidate. And it just sort of amazes me what it is that kicks these people up a notch. What do you think?
I think they have messages that resonate with the concerns of large numbers of voters, and they articulate it very well, and they give hope to those who care about these issues. In the case of Scott Walker and Elizabeth Warren, they both are at opposite ends of the spectrum, but they do resonate with people who are very, very passionate and concerned about the issues that they address, as opposed to being vague, nebulous, centrist politicians that try to please everybody and say nothing.
I just find, I don't know, maybe it's just because I find Ms. Warren anathema, and I'm interjecting too much of my own thought and personality here, but I know more because I'm a Massachusetts resident about her. I don't know much about Scott Walker other than the headlines that he got by sort of getting in the face of unions, and there was a recall for him, I think, too, wasn't there? And he's
Yeah, and he won.
And
you know, if you're able to make it locally, if you're able to do something locally where the people talk about you, care about you, you move, you shake, you do things, of course you're going to
do the hokey pokey.
You turn yourself around.
No, that's what it's all about. Yes.
Of course you're going to be interesting. You see, that was entertaining, Doug. Of course you're going to be interesting to the national party leaders. because if you ran the show in New Haven, it's ready for Broadway, and that's the way these people work. As opposed to sometimes these candidates come out of nowhere and you don't even know what state they came from, and all of a sudden they're in the primaries.
Right.
You wonder why. You know why? Because they want to be.
You know, I find it interesting.
You know, you could run for president.
I could.
And they would call you nationally syndicated radio host. And if you had enough money behind you and you bought enough signs and you went up to New Hampshire and you got enough signatures, you'd be a candidate. You would be taken seriously.
I find it, can you imagine taking me seriously for something like that? I got as much experience doing things as anybody else. I always find it interesting when these guys decide, they say they're going to start an exploratory committee to see if it makes sense. What that means is they want to run and they want to see how much money they can collect. So
exactly.
They're exploring the possibilities of who's going to give them money. That's what an exploratory committee is all about. So be exploring what? Yeah. Where's the dough?
It's all about money. It's all about money.
Of course it is. Yeah. It is completely all about. And that's the stink that's attached to our political system today. And that's the job of Good News Talk radio people, to get to unearth where the stench is coming from. That's really the good muckrakers are the best guys on the air in terms of political talk radio. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show as we continue to explore the items of interest and importance in the way your mind is occupied as you listen to some of these great radio programs.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll be back in the second half hour about overview of the top 10 stories. You can go to DougSteffen.com and pursue the poll. We have listed this week's top 10 talk topics according to Talkers.com. We ask you to tell us which is the most important to you. Most of the time, what Michael comes up with is what wins the day. For example, we have everything listed in order of from 1 to 10 importance deemed by the research at Talkers Magazine. Brian Williams' case is A, presidential prospects B, ISIS is C, John Stewart is D, Ukraine is E, North Carolina murders is F, the weather is G, Bruce Jenner, man, there's a story, is H, 50 Shades of Grey is I, and NBA action is J. So are you taking your wife to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
No. Is she not interested in seeing it?
I'm just not something that we've, we don't go to that many movies. We might see it eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say much about this because I haven't read the book and I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say I'm not interested in it.
I think when you read, you might read the book, but I think you'd be uncomfortable watching the movie from what I hear. Dr. Joy Brown, who is a friend of yours and mine, does a great radio program, was on the Good Day program earlier this week talking about 50 Shades of Grey because she had actually seen it. Mm-hmm. And she said if it wasn't for the erotic acting, the movie would be a dud because there's nothing to the story. It's a horrible, she said it was just a big waste of time other than the essential sexual qualities that it has.
But why do you need to see a crummy softcore porn movie
if you
want to see sexual stuff when there's all this great stuff on the internet?
Right.
You like that?
That's very good, Michael.
Did you like that little tonguesmanship?
Yes. Very good.
I had you scared there for a moment, didn't I?
Nope, you never scare me. you know the boundaries as well as anybody, perhaps better than anybody. Which is
remember that
also,
old song, Shaving Cream?
Next. the big discussion oftentimes, I don't know if it's a big discussion. I find it, because of what I do for a living and what you do for a living, to be fascinating to try to understand what, in our conversation just then, we could have a very poignant conversation and get risque and suggestive and maybe go too far in the boundaries of good taste. Maybe some things don't need to be mentioned. There was a silly story this week from, I think, Wisconsin, where a state senator wants to make it illegal, Michael, to wear tight clothing, spandex things, the stuff you'd wear if you were going to yoga. And that's because too many body parts are visible. And I thought, you know, you could have a good time with that if you were not worried about the climate that we live in now and work under, the accusation that that could be obscene, and how none of those things, when they go to court, ever, they don't usually cost the stations any money, but it's just, you know, it's the sensitivity, that the over ultra sensitivity of listeners. I don't want to have that on the radio. Well, you turn the radio off then. You don't go after the people that are having the conversation, because guess what? Some people may be interested in listening to it. But it brings me around to asking you about the definition of obscenity, which nobody ever seems to agree to, and that's why none of these cases are ever won by the people that bring them, mostly the government. Do you want to comment on obscenity?
Again, the word obscenity is very subjective. And especially when we have different regions, different ethnicities, different demographics, different age, gender groups, different political groups, sociological groups. We're a melting pot, and we're not even melting that much. We're a mosaic of very, very different points of view. So therefore, to have a definition of something that used to be described as community standards. Remember that term, community standards? Well, what community are you talking about? Even the word community is no longer easily defined. So now one of the things that we have to deal with as we enter into this 21st century is, what do we mean by obscenity? And can we really expect government to legislate standards about obscenity? I think not.
So then, as far as trying to get, but people have been successful. Look at all of the protesting that's been aimed at certain personalities and how it has almost destroyed the economic fiber of these personalities' right to express themselves. We all have a right to express ourselves, and I guess, yep, we're in a free country, and if you want to protest and boycott, but oftentimes now it all gets taken way out of context. And you know, maybe I'm saying that because they are successful in doing what they want to do, and that's shutting down stuff that they don't think people ought to listen to or see, which is outrageous in a so-called free country, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and the First Amendment, you know, protects your rights not only politically but artistically. You know, the right to express different artistic points of view from government repression. But private repression, backlash, negative feedback, people boycotting, people expressing outrage, there's no law against that. So the good news is the government has to stay out of it. The bad news is you're not protected to have a soapbox and necessarily have everybody like you. There are consequences to free speech.
Well, but you say the government should stay out of it. The government hasn't stayed out of it because it's always the government that comes after the people who are charged with the grievance, and they have to adjudicate it in the court. That costs the taxpayers money, and at the end of the day, they can't win.
But you did point out that usually these cases get thrown out.
Right. Yeah. But still, it costs.
At least that much is happening. At least they get thrown out.
Yeah. But it still costs the taxpayers money to litigate these things. And I find that I find it abhorrent, frankly. Not anything that I believe is something that we should be concerned. If we don't like it, we turn it off. That's it. You have the right.
A lot of people don't realize that we're in an age of multimedia and fractionalized media. They're still thinking we're back in the days when there were only three networks.
Yeah.
So we all hear it about people that mount campaigns against a radio station because they disagree with it and they think it's dirty. Instead of realizing, hey, turn it off. There are other people that like it. No one's forcing you. No one's forcing anything on anybody anymore.
Well, look what happened with Sirius XM when they put Howard Stern on because he was too hot for radio stations as he matured to handle. So he went there and made Sirius a lot of money, made himself a lot of money. And is people can still go there now. They have to pay to hear what they want to hear, which I think is objectionable. I think it's too bad that he couldn't stay on the air and do whatever he wanted to and find an audience. So this guy down in Florida who chased him around and around, they all laughed at him. But in essence, at the end of the day, he got Howard Stern off the radio.
Mm, yeah. and the way he did. Of course, one of the things that made Howard Stern so much fun was that he was challenging the rules of the FCC and challenging the restriction. There's something about doing something against the rules that makes it more intriguing than just being able to do something that's totally legal.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of fun to...
I mean, that's all part of the human condition, the way we're wired. So these are complicated topics that you're bringing up. And I guess they'll remain complicated, but I think that one of the things that we're dealing with at this particular era is trying to define just what are our mores as a culture, and are we a culture? Or are we passing the point where you're no longer part of a culture that we all identify with, but are all part of subcultures that are jockeying for position in the bigger society to be able to have things the way they want it, or to be left alone by those that don't agree. And this is a whole new era that we're in, and I don't think we're going to settle this very easily.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. And as part of his role as the major domo there, he gets involved in lots of different things, including an annual event that takes place this time. It's going to be in New York, has been in New York in recent years. Talkers Magazine 25th anniversary. This is the 18th anniversary of this convention. I'm not comfortable calling it a convention, but I suppose that's what it is.
It is a convention.
It's a gathering.
It's a convention. It's a seminar. It's a symposium. It's its 18th annual one, and it's celebrating this year the 25th anniversary of Talkers.
All right. So who comes to these things? What happens there? Give people a bit of insight. And by the way, you can get a lot of this. If you go to Talkers.com and go to Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, oftentimes, especially Talkers Television, you can see interviews with people who go to these conventions, and you can get more knowledge about what goes on into making a good talk show host and a good talk radio program. I think that's fair to say, isn't it?
We have all the speeches up there. You can go. Yeah. You can actually attend the convention by going to Talkers TV.
Yeah.
And it's free. We don't charge anybody to go online and see Talkers.com. So, and this year it'll be the same thing. I'm not encouraging anybody to come to it. It's expensive. It's in New York, and it's industrial. It's not a fan or a listener conference.
It's
an industry conference.
Yeah, you're not likely to see...
Industries have conferences. I mean, it's just like any other business.
Right. But you're not likely to see Rush Limbaugh having a Q&A session with the members of the audience or anybody else. Oftentimes, these people are there. There are great awards that are handed out every year, which recognize people for accomplishment, for getting things done. We always have the Freedom of Speech Award, and some have been very controversial over the years. The focus on what we do, you said it right, it's an industry. And wow, what an industry it is. This is my 27th year of doing a talk radio. Actually, it's longer. I did 1974. So what? 30 years I've been doing talk radio. And wow, has it changed. You've been around for many of those years. We've been colleagues and friends for a long time. And we think about it. It's almost to the point where it's made a full circle. Because the first programs that were on the air were variety in conversation. And then it became political with the advent of Limbaugh. I think he was the one that really, he saved, a lot of people say he saved AM radio. I'm one of those who would say he saved, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing probably now, the way I'm doing it, if he had not come along. And so he had a major influence. And I think that's what brought it to politics, the way he did his program. Do you agree with that or not?
To a degree. I think that he was the result of the fairness doctrine being thrown out in the late 80s, which then led to the opportunity to be able to speak opinionated and volatile and extreme and colorful and not necessarily even-handed conversation about politics. Mm-hmm. Before that, you had to be careful because the fairness doctrine existed, and you can get fined and lose your license if you didn't give equal time to everybody that had any thought about any subject. So what happened is stations just avoided doing it because there was no way to really measure that.
Well, I think what happens here, we have, as I said, a cyclical sort of thing. The earlier the fellows used to be on the old ABC daytime lineup and then Daynet. We all remember Barry Farber and Michael Jackson and the fellow in San Francisco whose name I can't remember now. But they were really great generalists, and we were likely to hear a lot of things, informative things, entertaining things about America, because the world is a big place. And then it sort of squeezed down into the politics and more right than left, because the righties are supposedly better than the lefties. Do you agree with that?
I don't think they're better. I think that the right-wing audience is a more targetable audience based upon the nature of broadcasting, and you have some really good talent. But there are some also very good talent that are not necessarily conservative. I think there's a lot more to talk radio than one would realize reading the newspapers or watching TV that give you sort of like the buzz factor. But it's a big industry with thousands of people doing lots and lots of things, and I think that they deserve to be saluted.
Yep, salute them. That's what we do. That's why we have this program. And again, you can review the top 10 talk topics at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Or you can go to DougStephan.com, see the list there, and tell us which one is the most important for you and your experience. That's the experience this week. Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, Doug Stephan, the weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time now for a visit from attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who appears with us every week at this time. He's a gentleman who has a great deal of, if I refer to him as attorney, you know he's an expert in the law, right? He's Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Teaches, practices law, helps people out, understands what's going on. So I have him here to discuss the ramifications of any case or any part of the stories that are prevalent. We have top 10 stories in the list from Talkers Magazine, the top 10 topic. Say that again, Doug. Top 10 talk topics of the week. Number one is Brian Williams. What's his legal status? What can NBC do to him? What can he do to NBC? Is he best just to walk away? He went with his agent to a meeting there, and that's when they figured out he was going to get the 6-month suspension. So what are his options legally?
Yeah, he really doesn't have much of an option. And what's interesting is, regardless of what his contract has for length of it, all contracts in the entertainment and athletic world, because it's all entertainment, contain morality clauses. And it's a big issue on how narrowly or how broadly those are written. But it essentially comes down to if whatever that person is doing affects the image of the network, of the show, which in turn affects sponsors and the bottom line money, they're able to do whatever they want to, including terminate the contract. So I don't think they want Brian Williams to leave, but I think they would like to use this 6 months to have to see if things will blow over and America will forgive and not necessarily forget, but forgive, and we'll see what goes from there.
I think his days on the NBC Nightly News are over. He may be able to come up with something. A lot of people thought Jon Stewart and he ought to switch places.
Yeah.
Which is actually a great idea, frankly. All right, next item has to do with number 6 on the countdown this week, the murder of those students. And people may, what do you mean murder? This guy is a cold-blooded murderer, I think. He didn't say it was an accident, but he said it wasn't murder. Of course it's murder, but I wonder what the legal side of this is.
I'll tell you, one of the fascinating things to me about this is, the first thing, it was three Muslim, kids who were killed by this guy. And I remember seeing, and the FBI is investigating this as a hate crime. But the more I've, found out about this, Craig Hicks, I think one of the comments of one of the people in the apartment complex was he was an equal opportunity hater, and he just hated everyone. He was not anti-Muslim as much as he was anti all religions, and he had had rantings about being anti-Christian. Certainly, he may try, his defense may try and argue insanity, just like they're doing in the trial of the sniper, the American sniper Kyle in Texas. But this guy's going to have a tough road to hoe. It does appear that he knew what he was doing was wrong, which is your definition of insanity under the law in North Carolina.
All right, Supreme Court taking on the gay marriage issue. What are the ramifications if the states decide they're going to ignore what the Supreme Court ruling is? What does the Supreme Court do, or what does the Justice Department do, or what do the states do? Because people want to feel like the states' rights things is a big to-do. So this sort of negates that when it comes to this issue. So what do they do? What are we doing?
You know, and there are limits, and it's taken a while before it's gotten to this point where now it is pretty darn clear that the Supreme Court is going to say that it is a fundamental right. And the reason I say that was when Alabama wanted a stay of the decision of the federal court until the full Supreme Court had argued, the Supreme Court turned that down, and that basically showed that they felt that there was no likelihood of victory by Alabama. Now, Alabama has stood in the way before for civil rights for African Americans, and I think we go back to Andrew Jackson, who was upset with the Supreme Court. He said, now they've made their decision, let them send in their army and enforce it. That's what it took in civil rights. I don't think it's going to take that for the rights of same-sex couples, but absolutely, the government will enforce that right, and Alabama will have to cave on this.
They will have to. Yeah, there are other examples, though, of the Supreme Court taking actions that affect states that they've said, no, we're not going to do it that way.
And, there are limits on the state rights, and it took a while. It kind of trace it back at one time, being able to marry people of different races was left up to the states and the Supreme Court.
Check out scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.